Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so one of the big questions about the new uniforms yesterday that the Texans unveiled was, okay, I think there were a lot of people that were expecting there to be an H-Town blue uniform, like a head-to-toe H-Town blue. And H-Town blue, for those who are not up to speed on the lingo, that's the light blue that resembles the Columbia blue of the Oilers. And the Texans have leaned heavily into that color in some of the merchandise they've been selling. They had hoodies last year and, you know, golf shirts and hoodies and the whole nine yards. So I think the assumption by a lot of people was, okay, well, that if there's new uniforms, that's going to be one of the new uniforms. The new color rush is going to be head-to-toe H-Town blue. And it was not that. Now, there is H-Town blue in the color rush uniform, the H on the helmet, the trim around the numbers, some other elements of H-Town blue there. And trust me, there's no shortage of H-Town blue merch at the team store that is not a jersey. You know what I mean? Like, you can get a lot of stuff in that light blue if that's your color. And a lot that was the color of choice last night amongst a lot of Texans employees that I saw out there, for sure. But I'll give Cal credit on this answer. John and Landry had a really good interview with the two of them yesterday. And Cal all but said, and Hannah basically confirmed it at the end of this cut, that if you're looking for another reason to hate the Tennessee Titans and Amy Adams Strunk, and not having the H-Town blue uniform is something that's important to you, this is your reason right here. They asked Cal and Hannah yesterday about the element of H-Town blue and the color rush, but no H-Town blue, you know, nothing more than that.
So we heard that loud and clear from our fans.
Yeah.
They wanted H-Town blue represented. They wanted Houston represented. And so we worked with the NFL, and there was some push and shove, and we came to where we wanted, where we could get to with the NFL.
A compromise.
Giving us a compromise and a certain percentage in the uniform. And I think our fans would like more.
Yeah.
And we're probably in that same boat. But, you know, we're working with the powers that be with the league and all that stuff to get to where we could get.
I think there was some talk. I think even publicly we discussed that we were going to be able to use a different color than Columbia blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that was released and we got approval to do that, that's when we started.
Maybe there was some, how did he put it? Give and take or something
Compromise.
A lot of compromise.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where they just said, no, you can't. And then we compromised.
What was the reason?
What do you think?
I was just asking.
What was the reason? What do you think?
What everybody thinks in that moment without them actually saying it
right.
is. I would guess everybody thought, oh, yeah, Amy Adams Strunk and the Titans didn't want the Texans using anything remotely close to Columbia blue.
Yeah.
As evidenced by them sending a cease and desist to the University of Houston.
To anybody trying to use that
blue.
Color, it's wild.
Which, and I know, like, before anybody really gets, like, don't get too worked up about copyright law or anything like that. This is an in-house NFL thing.
Yes.
Like, these teams are all business partners, and ultimately this consortium of teams and the NFL that represents them is going to make a ruling on this. It's not. This is not something you take to intellectual property court
or
anything.
This is closer to the mob, where you go to Don Goodell and you say, can we find a secure place where we can sit and we know none of us are going to get whacked,
right,
and we can sit down and compromise over a color. Okay.
Right. The SEC is not saying, like, no, you can't have that trash route.
Right.
Like, they're saying, like, oh, no. The mob boss,
yeah,
Roger Goodell and his minions are saying, like, no, I'm going to determine who has the garbage.
Right. We're going to sit down and we're going to figure this out like men.
Yeah.
Or women.
So in this case,
two very strong women.
Yeah. So that's where the fight or the compromise, however you want to frame it, had to take place.
Yep. So I think I was in the control room while this interview was going on, as were about 10 other people. And I thought it was a great answer by Cal without trying to go too much guns a-blazing on the Titans, because that's kind of Hannah's job. You know, like, Cal is sort of like the sober yin to Hannah's raging yang, you know, like,
yeah.
they make a good combination. They really are a good pairing. So the subject then turned to Tennessee and the Titans, and John and Landry asked him, is this a rivalry now? You know, is this Tennessee thing a rivalry?
Are you ready to play the Titans again? I know you kind of enjoyed that sweep last year. You you got that marked on the calendar? Is that
you know what's so funny
schedule?
Is I was seeing some articles about Hannah salty about them wearing the uniforms. Who started that? Who
exactly.
started it wearing it against us? And then if anybody was at that game, their in-house PA mm-hmm. was instigating it. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable, but mm-hmm. also wonderful because we finished the story. Okay,
she went.
I mean, who's salty here?
You know,
rivalry is good
here.
For the league.
It's here, right?
Yeah, it's good. For the league.
And you know, the Titans are the top rival. It seems like it kind of moves right now. Is that our top rival?
Well, first they need to beat us.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
not a rivalry yet.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
So we got to go.
That's
gotta
how
go.
You do it. Right?
Colts. Okay, Colts. There you go. Look at Cal. That ain't one.
I was like, here's the hot sauce.
Here she goes again.
I want to beat all our AFC South friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
Twice, each one of them.
All right, so for those, if you didn't see the video, like after Hannah said, first they need to beat us or whatever it is she said, Cal puts his hand over his face like, oh,
yeah, it's
God.
Good.
She
it's
did
good.
It again.
Yeah, and a lot of you told us that, the ones that were at the game.
Yeah.
And I think Vandermeer had said that too, like it was, the PA announcer was going, like pretty hard at the Texans, a lot of trash talk during that game.
Yes.
You remember Amy Adams Strunk had dressed her coach up like a little cowboy, supposedly in homage to Bum Phillips, but more as she wanted to play dress up.
Yeah.
She dressed up Mike Vrabel as a cowboy.
Cosplay, the kids call it these days. Yeah, yeah.
And then fired him a few weeks later. So that was just
that was her bogus
little play thing.
Honestly, I'm not up nights about Mike Vrabel's plight in life and stuff like that, but that's bullcrap that you made him trot out there in a cowboy hat that I'm pretty certain he did not want to do that.
If you've seen the Barbie movie, she turned him into a Ken doll.
Okay.
She turned him into, like, just, you're just a dude whose opinion doesn't matter. I don't care what happens the rest of the year. I'm dressing you up like a cowboy, and then I'm going to fire you.
Dude, yeah. I got to check. I'm friends with some folks up in Nashville at some of the stations up there. Yesterday was just too busy for me to go, hey, you need to hear this or whatever. But if they didn't get a hold of that and play it on their shows yesterday, then they're doing this wrong. Like that was some great shade from Hannah McNair right there.
It was really good, and it helped fuel the rivalry, I think. As far as the actual H-Town Blue, I get the sense that I don't think Titans fans give a single damn about it other than as a way to troll Texans fans.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, like, it's easy to ignore what Titans fans say about it because it's obvious that they don't actually give a damn about
right.
it. They just want to mess with Texans fans. So you just... the right strategy to that is to just not give a damn about it and just say scoreboard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she came in guns a-blazing, Hannah did yesterday. She came in guns a-blazing on Landry. I was getting a lot of texts about that. Like, she was...
She put Landry over. She really, like, she... It was the same as if... It's if, like, somebody gets called out in a diss track.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just really good for the person in the diss track.
And
I feel like Landry... It was really good for Landry to have gotten dissed by Hannah, because I saw almost everybody universally kind of said it like, aha, she went after Landry. It was all in good fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I guarantee you Landry loved it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She came in, she came in loaded for bear yesterday. Hannah did. I was I brought the belt up here yesterday because I wanted to get a, you know, nice photo op with the my championship belt that I bought. Yeah. Yes, my WWE Texans championship belt that I purchased completely impulsively during WrestleMania.
The belt that you use to whip butt, but the other one.
And who knows? I may use this one. You never know. But the championship belt I brought up here because I want my first picture with somebody else to be the owner of the football team, the owners of the football team, the McNairs. So I brought it up here, and I had it in one of the side studios, and I was kind of walking around in the hallway when the McNairs got here, and Hannah was the first one in the lobby there. So she comes walking over the door, and I open the door, and the first thing she asked me, she said, "Where's the belt?" And I said, "It's down there in the hallway." And they had a camera crew following them around from the Texans because they're documenting all this stuff. And she went into that studio, grabbed that belt off the table, threw it over her shoulder like she'd been in WWE for 15 years, and the cameras immediately, they're just shooting her, holding that belt over her shoulder with a badass look on her face. I'm like, man, she looks way too comfortable with that belt. She even dropped like a little WWE catchphrase in that promo she just cut on Amy Adams Strunk right there where she said, "We finished the story." That's Cody Rhodes' little mantra of winning the title at WrestleMania this year as he finished his story. And the McNairs are huge Cody Rhodes fans. They met him at Monday Night Raw a few months back. So she even gave a little Easter egg to the nerds like me that like wrestling, and that got a big reaction on social media from the wrestling nerds yesterday. So that
pulling
was
in wrestling nerds.
Dude.
We're pulling in, as Khaled pointed out, that red is actually the Ohio State red, and they had picked it before they drafted C.J. Stroud.
Right.
So if you want to think that maybe this was all preordained, I think you'd be exactly correct. I think the football gods made all of this come together.
Can you imagine if there was a big discussion in the war room last year about whether to take C.J. Stroud or Anthony Richardson, and the tiebreaker was, well, we do have those new candy red uniforms coming out pretty soon.
Yeah, it's not candy crimson. Yeah. You know, it's candy red. It is whatever, and it's the exact same hex code as the Ohio State.
Hex code,
one
yes.
One of their reds,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Good interview yesterday with the McNairs in studio.
I saw that the tattoos last night, which I was skeptical at first that they were going to be giving out free tattoos at this party. Dude. And you were correct, and you pointed out they don't say temporary tattoos.
No.
They say tattoos.
Tattoos.
So they were giving out tattoos. I wondered about what the volume would be, because if you got good tattoo artists there, they're not just going to be whipping out ASAP.
No.
They had four tattoo artists. They gave away 16 total tattoos.
Oh, is that what it was, the numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you, it was a crazy setup because they had the pop-up store there that they created in sort of the lobby outside the music hall. And then right off of that was a separate kind of room they created. This is how I'm recalling it. I didn't get hammered or anything last night, but the whole thing was just this blur of color and people and music, and it was crazy. They had four, basically like four hospital beds next to each other with the gigantic ring lights above them. And the only person I know that got one was Tyler Milner. Tyler Milner got the new H-Town blue H
with the black ladder font. Yeah, yeah.
On his forearm. So he was real happy with it. I saw him afterwards. He was very happy with it. But it was a pretty crazy setup for those tattoos, man. Like it's just four hospital beds next to each other. It was wild stuff. It was a good party last night, man.
Yeah, it was really cool to. Really cool to just see it and just wish I was there. I had the FOMO on that. The free tattoos, I think, is probably... That's just marketing genius. I think they should start offering those at games for free after a big game.
Yeah.
Because you start branding people for life as Texans fans. There's no going back after that. I mean, without, you know, considerable money to get a new tattoo or something.
Yep.
So, or to cover it up. So I would say just... Yeah, Kevon, I know the upfront price is high, but that fan for life is going to spend a lot of money over the years.
I don't know if Brandon Scott ended up doing this. I'm guessing he didn't, but we were toying with the idea. Brandon Scott has an oil derrick on his forearm. I think his left forearm. He's got an oil derrick. If there were some way that he could take the oil derrick and take one of the choices of the Texans tattoos and kind of blend it over the oil derrick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would, you know, kind of metaphorically erase the Oilers from off of his body and cover him in Texans instead.
Yeah.
That would get a, you know, he would be almost the anti-Landry to the McNairs. You know what I mean? He would be their
right. Yeah, he would be there. Yeah. I think there's a, which would be nice and all, but it wouldn't have the juice and the sparks that the Landry versus Hanna.
Oh no, that's they're gonna fight at Hell in a Cell at SummerSlam. That's what's coming next. That's what's coming next.
Black letter. It's old English black letter font. Or the listeners informed me of that yesterday. If you want to get a whole theme of something or your name in that black, it's old English black letter.
There you go.
Not ladder, letter.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, real quick, I need a Sean Pender. This is from Scott. I need a Sean Pendergast injury report on Tank Dell based on how he moved while walking the runway. Yeah, that was my gimmick for a while, just giving injury reports based on seeing injured athletes out in the wild in society. Tank was moving fine. I'll be honest with you. So many videos have popped up of Tank working out now with his personal trainer, with CJ and stuff like that, that when I was finally in the same room with him yesterday, it like him being injured last year never even crossed my mind, you know?
It's all right, though, because, you know, for all you know, you didn't know for sure that those videos hadn't just been AI generated. So I would say, seeing him very slowly is a better indication now that you've seen him in person. The fact that he was out there commingling with the masses.
Yapping people up. Yeah. It was cool. All right. So, good stuff. We have more stuff from the McNairs. They were excellent in studio yesterday with John and Landry. Up next, headlines. We'll relive last night, both good and bad here in Houston. NBA playoffs. We'll get you up to speed there. Caitlin Clark is very wealthy. We will get to that in headlines. That's coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.